Full String Treatment by Terrence Blanchard. That from his album Jazz on Film, his tribute to different soundtracks, including that one, The Man with the Golden Arm. That's the name of our feature, Jazz on Film, and our commentator is, as always, Matthew Goldwasser, PhD. Doctor, good to have you in the house.
Good to be here, gents.
We came up with this one thinking about the great names in soundtrack music. They are, you list a couple in your essay, Johnny Mandel, Lalo Schifrin, Mission Impossible, right?
Absolutely, yep.
And a fantastic pianist as well.
Okay. Quincy Jones, lots of TV music that I know of.
Right. Andre Previn, David Amren, our good friend David Amren. Yep. So all of these guys, you know, are in their 80s now. Mm-hmm. And some people are wondering where the next generation of composers is going to come from. Certainly composers with jazz chops like these guys had. And a few of them include the trumpeter synthesist Mark Isham, who's done quite a number of films, but also Clint Eastwood's son Kyle, an accomplished bassist.
Jazz chops there.
Mm-hmm. You know, the film Birdman a couple years ago was scored by Pat Metheny drummer Antonio Sanchez.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And the guy who I think is the most prolific of them all is Terrence Blanchard.
Yeah. You know, when you say, where's the next generation going to come from? It's interesting because all the names that you mentioned just now, Matthew, are all people who didn't just fall off the wagon. I mean, they have been working for many, many years already, and they're just hitting that their stride, so to speak, in terms of hopefully public recognition.
Right.
Well, young Terrence Blanchard at 54 years old.
Yes, that's right. That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been in the business, in the film business, since 1990. Mm-hmm. We first heard him doing the Denzel.
Malcolm X, wasn't it?
No, well, we first heard him doing the trumpet work for Denzel Washington in Mo Better Blues.
That was in the 80s.
Yes.
Late
80s. Yeah,
yeah. Well, 1990, I believe.
Really?
it came out. Yeah. And then after that, he scored every single Spike Lee film since 1991, starting with Jungle Fever up to Chi-Rock, I think, is the last
one. Don't mess with a good thing. He's also done a lot of, looking up IMDb, he's got a lot of credits. He's orchestrating, conducting, composing.
Yeah, let's just list off a few here. I mean, in addition to, Jungle Fever, Eve's Bayou, that film which featured great New Orleans jazz and blues, Malcolm X, Clockers, Original Sin, the Don Cheadle, Petey Green story, Talk to Me.
Mm. Cadillac Records is on your
Cadillac
list.
Records, Barbershop, Love and Basketball, even the ignominious...
ignominious? What is that?
Where do you tell you?
Well, the forgettable Mariah Carey project Glitter. We won't hold that film against him, but he did the music for that.
Terrence Blanchard, from an interview with BMI, the music publishers, about the interplay between the two sides of his brain, jazz and soundtracks.
Working in film has really helped me understand how to tell a story, how to stay within the confines or the context of that story. The jazz world has helped me be able to move and change quickly in the film world, having the ability to improvise and think on my feet.
Terrence Blanchard, trumpeter, composer, conductor, and soundtrack, part of this next generation of great soundtrack producers.
Yes, indeed. He talks about, in an interview, his philosophy is simply study your tail off. He says, because film changes, the subject changes, the tone and the look of the film changes, and he recognized that by the time he's brought in to work on a film, the director has already made significant compromises to the story. A lot of good stuff wound up, you know, in the dialogue or the scenes got on the cutting floor, and that gave him, I think, a sense of humility about his own music. You know, in jazz, there are so many stories in its history of uncompromising musicians saying, no, you have to play my music this way. But in film, it taught him to realize that you have to be in service to the larger story.
Mm, okay, that makes sense.
Terrence Blanchard, as a composer, as a player, a great storyteller. It's just a natural fit.
It is. It is.
Then how shall we finish this discussion?
Well, let's give a listen to the work that he did on this four-part documentary for HBO on Hurricane Katrina called A Tale of God's Will, where he features a really fantastic band of young performers, young at that time, including Bryce Winston on the saxophones, Aaron Parks on piano, Derek Hodge on bass, Kendrick Scott on drums. Let's listen to the first track on here called Ghosts of Congo Square, and keep an eye open for Terrence Blanchard, more work in film and fantastic work as a musician.